We need air conditioning in this country. I went to New York recently and I was talking to this guy and he was telling him that we don't really have air conditioning in our homes. And he reacted as though I'd said we don't have doors. He was like, what? It's crazy. We need air conditioning everywhere.
The best in comedy and drama. BBC Radio 4 Extra. Thank you.
That's all we have time for on the Comedy Club, but you know I love you and I miss you during the week. And, you know, if you want to get in touch, don't. I'm joking. Do. No, don't. No, do, of course. No, don't. No, come on. Of course I want you to. No, I don't. Totally do. Don't. Anyway, till next week. Laters.
Enter the seventh dimension. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Hello, yes, I really am Nick Briggs, and tonight's seventh dimension has been almost entirely swallowed up by something radioactive. We present On the Beach, Neville Shute's compelling novel concerning the aftermath of a nuclear war, dramatised by the award-winning Mike Walker. It's part two tonight, but don't worry, I'll tell you about the story so far in a moment. So now, a nuclear war which started in August 1961 has devastated the Northern Hemisphere. Australian Naval Commander Peter Holmes has travelled with the last remaining American nuclear submarine, Scorpion, on a mission to see if there are any survivors. Finding none, he has returned to his wife Jennifer and young baby daughter, only to discover that a radio signal has been heard in Seattle, and they are to investigate again. Meanwhile, the radioactivity is spreading slowly from north to south. So, here's part two of On the Beach.
It's a radio signal, and as far as we can ascertain, the point of origin is Seattle.
Seattle? Washington State?
Yes, that's impossible.
It's in the zone, sir. It's so far in the zone that, well, it can't be.
We've checked. We've done everything possible to prove it can't be, and it still is. Captain Towers, I want you to take Scorpion and investigate this signal, amongst other things.
What other things, Admiral?
Professor Osborne, I take it you are familiar with the Jorgensen effect.
As familiar as I am with moonshine, sir.
Well, sorry, I'm lost here. What's Jorgensen?
It's a who. He used to be at MIT. Came over to Sydney in 59, moved to Melbourne last year.
Well, Professor, I'm sure you can do a better job of explaining Jorgensen's theories than I can.
Jorgensen believes that the atmospheric radiation may be dissipating at a faster rate than we predicted. The general theory is that rain and snow over this last winter in the Northern Hemisphere may have washed the air to some degree. The trace elements would fall to Earth or the ocean faster than expected, and though this would make no difference to the northern half of the globe, it might, just might according to Jorgensen, mean that the rate of dispersal was slowed down. That the reach of the radioactive cloud would not extend to here.
But that's incredible. Why haven't we heard about this?
Because it's incredible, Peter. As incredible as the Gorgon or the Sphinx.
We cannot hold out hopes that might be dashed, Commander. So far, people are taking this better than any of us had a right to expect. The fact that the civilian population hasn't lynched every politician, military man, and scientist they could get their hands on is incredible. Government can't risk pushing them too far. But Jorgensen may be right.
He isn't. The science simply doesn't add up.
Whichever way it is, we need the measurements. Captain Towers, we want Scorpion to go north. As far north as you can, as far as Dutch Island and Kodiak in the Arctic. If Jorgensen is right, the count will fall the further you go. At the same time, if you are able to enter the waters around Seattle, you are to send a man ashore in a protective suit and find out about this signal.
Puget Sound and Seattle should be open to us, but I'd like to know anything else that you've ascertained about these signals.
They occur randomly on 4.92 megacycles. We've picked up 32, though we could have missed earlier ones. Of these, three contained recognizable code groups, five groups in all. Two contained words in clear. The words were waters and connect.
The rest?
Random.
My executive officer, Jack Ryan, attended the comm school in Seattle, and I know from all that he has said that they've an array that's world-spanning, so it's certainly possible to get a signal through, even as far as this. Mm. But as for the rest, I think we have to go and find out. Mm.
Good. Commander Holmes, I'll want you to act as our liaison. And Professor, you will be in charge of the science, if you approve, Captain.
Yeah, of course.
When do we leave?
End of the week, Captain, if that's acceptable.
Well, it's what we do, sir, and I'd certainly like to put the Scorpion through her paces. See what she's made of. What about you, Commander?
It's what we do. But what I have to do first is buy a playpen. I promised Mary, and I'd better not go home without it.
Very important. I'll join you if I may, Peter. We'll all meet
Friday at 0700 hours.
0700 hours.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Before I give you my expert opinion on the dynamics of playpen design, I want you to come and see something, if you've got the time.
Well, the train doesn't leave till after 5.
Down here.
What is it? What are we...
My lockup.
Funny, what have you got in here? The crown jewels?
Infinitely more valuable, old man.
Right. Yes. Wow, that is the most beautiful thing I've seen since my daughter was born.
Well, I don't have any children, so she's top of my hit parade. Ferrari. The one Luigi Musso drove when he won the Syracuse Grand Prix in 58. It's probably the fastest car in the world now.
Can I get in?
Of course, mate. It's like sitting in a glove.
Where? How did you get her?
Someone bought her from the factory, shipped her out here and had a heart attack before he even got to drive the thing. I bought her off his widow. Cost me every dollar I had and just about every cent I was going to earn for the next 10 years. So I've come out ahead on the deal.
What about fuel? Is it possible to get petrol?
And she runs on Avgas. And, oddly enough, over the past few months, I happen to have been engaged in vital research, which needs large amounts.
You've driven her?
I've been learning. It's always been a dream of mine to race, drive in a Grand Prix. And I've heard the Melbourne Motor Club is going to run what it calls the World Championship Race this August.
Think 'em.
Well, they're not wrong. One race, one victory, one prize. There'll be qualifiers to cut down the field, and that's my goal right now. Just qualify. As long as Captain Towers doesn't decide to decommission his ship in home waters.
You'd thought about that too. He's a good man, Tim.
We're all good men, Peter. But look at us now. So, you want to start her up?
You bet I do. I remember watching Musso on the newsreels.
Press the button.
Wow! How fast!
So far, I've taken her up to 175, but she's definitely got more.
Suddenly, a playpen seems less exciting.
How's she doing there, Chief?
She's holding up pretty well, sir.
Good.
The scuttlebutt has it, sir, that we're going back.
As usual, the scuttlebutt has it pretty good. West Coast, Seattle.
Captain, there's someone for you.
Well, send him down here, unless it's the Admiral.
She already came down, sir. She's waiting in your cabin.
She?
Better jump to it, sir.
I hope I didn't break some Navy tradition here and you're going to keelhaul me, Captain.
I think you just presented my crew with something to haze me with for the rest of this command, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, Dwight. I just thought maybe since you were going that...
Does everybody know that we're going?
Only those of us with contacts in the Admiral's office. Uncle Ronnie tipped me the wink. Said you should be taking me out to lunch before you leave.
Orders, huh?
Definitely.
Well, let me check a couple of things, then I guess I could take a couple of hours.
Is she?
She's ready.
Oh, I was looking at the photographs. It's your family?
Yeah. Summer, 2 years ago. Long Island.
She's lovely. And the children.
Dwight Jr. and Helen.
You're a very lucky man, Dwight.
Yeah, I know it. She'd like you, Moira. They all would.
I hope so. Shall I wade ashore?
No, you can wait here. I won't be long.
Brandy?
Make it a small one, with water.
Okay, now I am intrigued.
You mean you weren't before?
I'm more intrigued. You're cutting down?
I've got classes today.
Classes? I thought you...
Graduated, yes. But something you said got me thinking. The brain's there, might as well use it. It's odd, a lot of people are going back. They sacked all the lecturers and now they're taking them on again. And you're right, there's no point. No point at all. And if you really want to know why I'm doing it, I couldn't tell you. I just am.
What are you doing?
Secretarial skills. Can you imagine that? I can't, and I'm doing the course.
I'm glad about that, Moira.
And it'll keep me busy until you get back, Dwight. That's if you are coming back.
Since I'm taking Peter Holmes and the prof, I guess I'd be done for kidnap if I didn't.
There I was getting all sentimental and you start talking about duty.
Well, that's what Sharon says, not a romantic bone in my body. Hey, I want you to do me a favor. I bought this for her in town. I don't know if it's any good. They told me the stones were okay and the gold. Will she like it?
Oh, it's beautiful, Dwight. And are those Australian emeralds?
Yes, I always try and take something home for them. I guess you think that's stupid.
No. No, I don't. What did you get for Dwight Jr. and Helen?
Well, I got a fishing rod for him, his first one. And you remember out at your place the pogo stick? I sort of wanted to get her one. I know she'd love it. She's a real tomboy.
But?
Well, I can't find one. I looked in every toy store and sports shop in town, but they just don't seem to be making them anymore.
You could have mine, only it's too old. Well, I'll find one. Oh, even if I have to get it made, Dwight, I'll have it here when you get back.
I could tell her that you were bringing it along with you. That's from me and Sharon. From both of us. She wouldn't mind. She...
Just be careful out there.
Believe me, Moira. I've got a boat full of guys who found families and girls here in Melbourne. If I put a finger wrong, they are going to leave me in no doubt.
Well, that's good enough for me. Now, can I have that small brandy?
Well, you betcha.
I think she likes it.
I like it. Oh, it's lovely, Peter. Now she's crawling, it'll make everything much easier. Here.
Thanks, love.
Oh, she's so sweet. Caged in.
I do feel guilty about this. About going to sea for, well, a couple of months at least.
It's the Navy. Sailors' wives, Peter. We aren't fools. It's what happens and we wait.
If, for any reason... I don't want to say this, Mary, to have to say it, even to talk about it.
What do you mean?
What might happen? What'll happen if... What'll happen if I'm not here? Oh, hell, this is... I went down to Gilchrist's, the chemist. I talked to Mr. Gilchrist. He's got the stores of suicide pills already there, but they won't release them, not until nearer the time.
But we'll be together.
I said it wasn't me I was worried about. I've been thinking so much about Jennifer, about if she was lying there in pain, not knowing, frightened, and I wasn't here. It's like what you'd give to a cat, he said. It doesn't hurt, you inject it, and the baby just goes to sleep. Just.
Jennifer goes to sleep.
No. I'm not listening. I can't be listening to this. It can't be true.
Mary.
Stop it.
But you...
Shut up!
Mary, you have to understand.
Understand. There is nothing to understand you. I thought we... Love. Jennifer. Jennifer.
Mary, please.
Don't touch me.
Mary.
Don't touch her.
Ahead half, Chief. And Mr. Ryan.
Sir?
USS Scorpion will leave harbor.
Very good, sir.
Quite a send-off, Commander.
It is that, sir.
Quite a voyage ahead of us.
We'll be creating a record, sir.
I guess we might. But that is in God's hands, not ours. Chief, is your choir in good voice? Then they may sing.
You'll see them as they come round the headland.
Oh, it's a beautiful spot, Moira. Oh, you could see for miles and miles. There they are, coming round now. Oh, they've got all the flags out. And they're singing. They've got the loudspeakers on.
Well, good for them. Good for Dwight and Peter and Tim Osborne and all the rest of them.
There's a naval signal. Something they send out whenever a ship leaves harbour on a long voyage. They used to do it in Nelson's time. Oh, they must have done it forever. They send happy return.
Happy return!
All stop, Chief.
All stop it is, sir.
This it, sir?
30 degrees south. What do you say, Prof?
I'd say from here on, we stay under the water.
My thoughts exactly. I take it you've checked all your hull instruments.
A dozen times, Captain. They'll do their job for as long as we need them.
I hope so. It may be pretty damn important for the world they do.
And it may make no difference at all.
At least we'll know.
We know now. Or we would if we could trust our minds.
Hope, gentlemen, lies eternal. And that's our mission. Take a deep breath. It's going to be the last one you'll have for a few months. Prepare to dive. Prepare to dive. Clear the conning tower. All personnel below. Secure all hatches. Personnel to diving stations. Chief of the boat.
Sir.
Take her down 15. Ahead slow.
Down 15. Ahead slow. Diving stations. Diving stations. Flood tanks 2, 4, 6, 8.
Diving, sir. All tanks satisfactory.
Engine room ahead half. Half ahead.
Half ahead it is.
All stations, report.
Half satisfactory. Weapons satisfactory. Hydraulic satisfactory. Builder satisfactory.
This is the captain. Hear this. We are now proceeding north. Our first port of call will be the Navy base at Santa Maria Island off Seattle. That is all. Carry on. Mr. Ryan, you have the con. Carry on.
Yes, sir.
And sonar, I want permanent watch. Nobody knows what might be floating around under the surface.
Coffee, sir. I'm afraid we've been making free with the U.S. Navy supplies.
I guess they'll last. Stand easy. And I will have a cup, thank you. Prof, I have a question.
Yes, Captain.
Once we've entered the zone, I need to know how much surface time I can risk.
In the boat, as long as we're sealed, up to 10 hours at any one time, though not too often.
Now, that'll be enough. We'll want to trail our long aerial to ensure communications with Melbourne as long as we're in range. Seattle and beyond will be out of contact. And what about safe limits for personnel?
You're sending a man ashore?
Yes, I'll need to once we reach Santa Maria Island. It's the only way I can be sure. And when we do, I want to know how much time he's going to have.
I can tell you that to the minute. I designed the suits. 5 hours. I've rigged a decontamination chamber as you asked, and as long as your man follows all the routines, there will be no problems. If he stays out longer...
He's not going to.
If he does.
Then he might as well take the suit off and spend his last 3 days enjoying himself as much as he can.
Here's your coffee, sir.
Thanks. Who are you sending?
Jack Ryan. He knows the base well.
Might be better to send someone who didn't know what it was like before.
Professor, we stopped living in the land of better when the first Israeli bomb detonated over Syria. Now we live in the world of what we've got.
Point taken, sir. Our first stop, then.
Still shelving. 18.
Course 075.
16.
Engine room, slow both.
14.
Slow it is, sir.
Still shelving. I have 10 meters.
Stop all engines.
Stop all.
075.
Professor, what are your readings? Can we surface?
Containing buoyancy.
It's high, sir, but we can go up.
Mr. Ryan?
Sir.
Are you ready to suit up?
Yes, sir. Yeoman Swain is my tech support.
Swain?
Sir?
Are we go on this?
We are go, sir. I inspected the suit, tried and tested. Well, not tried yet. That's for Mr. Ryan, but we're good for go.
Now, you understand that before allowing Mr. Ryan back through the radiation hatch, you must be sure he's carrying nothing from outside. I'm sorry, Jack. You know I have to say this.
That's fine, sir. Swain is looking forward to making an officer dance.
Don't you worry, sir. Ain't a microbe getting past me.
You've got air for 2 hours. I want you back inside the hull, decontaminated, within 1.5. And we'll keep time for you. Sound the siren every quarter hour. 1 blast, 2 blasts, 3. And when you hear 4, you wrap up anything you're doing and you head back. If you're outside time, Swain is not going to let you aboard.
Understood, sir.
Very well. Carry on.
Sir.
Chief of the boat?
Sir.
Take her up.
Blow 2, 4, and 6.
Blow 2, 4, and 6.
Surfacing.
Professor, are your cameras ready?
Ready and rolling. Vision on. Sound on.
That's the naval dockyard.
There it is.
No damage.
They escaped the bombs. Didn't make a lot of difference in the end. Just left a pretty mortuary. This is the captain. The XO will be going ashore. We'll be slaving his report throughout the boat. You may smoke during this period. They're gonna need something. This isn't gonna be easy for any of us.
No, sir.
Coming ashore. Boat hard to manage, but okay. Moving forward across dock. All seems pretty much like they all walked away. I'm on a roadway. Going up to... There's a car here. Someone... Oh. There's a body, sitting in the driver's seat. It's dried. It's nothing I didn't expect, I guess. Desiccated. That's 1 blast. 15 minutes. I'm inside of the barracks. The comm school. Navy housing here. Bungalows. Oh. There was a party here, in the front room I can see, 2, 3 men and 2 women. They're sitting around the table, the glasses still there. Through the entrance, I'm inside the glass on floor, a few tables. Generator room. One running. Just one transformer's running. Smooth too. This was good machinery. I'm hearing the second blast. That's 2 blasts. Climbing up now. The main stairs. Another body. Just a guy sitting. Hard to tell. Young, maybe. Just sitting. Still going. Transmitting room now. This one has needles in the red, but still running. Water damage. A lot of... window open. Blown open. There's a code book. And it's laying over a Coke bottle. Across the bottle. The wind. When the casement moves, the wind, it blows the book. It hits the key. It just hits the key. Hold on, I'm gonna try and send a signal. You hear that? That's what happens. Wind blows, code book on bottle. Last message from the good old USA. Brought to you by Coca-Cola. I'll send a progress report in close.
What's he saying?
Santa Maria's sending USS Scorpion reporting. No life here, closing down. It'll let them know in Melbourne that we got this far. Chief.
Sir.
All clear and clean, sir, Professor.
Just let me run the Geiger over you, Lieutenant. You feel all right?
I don't quite know what I feel after that, Professor.
All right, Yeoman, we can let the Lieutenant through.
Sir.
Really clear here?
Leave it to me, sir.
There's coffee in the mess, Mr. Ryan.
I guess I'm ready for a cup, Prof. And I signed off and shut down, sir.
Yes, we heard you, Jack. It was, as we thought, just machinery.
Damn fine machinery, sir. Been running nonstop for 2 years. Think of that. I sort of wished I could write to the manufacturers and congratulate them.
What was it like, Lieutenant? Being out there, seeing the place.
I guess it was... I was inside that suit. It wasn't like being there, feeling the wind. I can remember that...
Excuse me, sir. We have a problem.
What is it, Chief?
Yeoman Swain, sir.
I checked his levels. He should be fine. There's no direct exposure and there's no...
There is now, sir.
What do you mean, Chief?
Swain is out, sir. He's taken the boat and is rowing towards the mainland.
He took the suit?
No, sir. He's unprotected.
Professor, how long have we got left on the surface?
An hour. A bit more, but it wouldn't take the chance.
Chief, lie as close to that boat, but don't swamp it.
Sir. Forward slow 15.
Forward slow 15.
Comms, give me an external loudspeaker.
Helmsman, steer small.
Prof, let's small. Have your microphones on high, please.
I just checked the manifest, sir. Swain grew up around here, just down the road away.
Damn. Well, Chief, lose way.
Lose way.
Yeoman Swain, this is the captain speaking. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Swain, if you turn back now, I will take you back on board.
Sorry, sir. Ain't gonna happen.
What do you think you're doing, Swain?
I thought I'd do some fishing, sir. The water's calm. It's a beautiful day out here. I remember days like this. Then I figured I'd get a car and drive back to my folks' place. I figured maybe I'd bury them if that hadn't been done. Figured I owed them that.
Prof, how long does he have?
He'll feel fine for 24 hours, then he'll start voiding blood. After that, 2 days. 3 maybe, depending on his constitution.
Captain, I guess you reckon I'm a son of a bitch jumping ship like this.
I reckon you did what you had to do, fella.
Thank you, sir. Could you just ask the professor...
24 hours. Then you're gonna start feeling bad.
Well, it's a great day to have as the last day.
Is there anything you need? Anything we can put out on deck for you?
It's okay, sir. I have my gun. I'll be fine. I'm going home. Just tell the boys hello for me.
Very well, Yeoman. I'll mark you in the ship's books as on home leave.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
We have to go now. Watch our prop wash. Good luck. And God bless you. Mr. Ryan, take us out.
Half astern.
Half astern it is.
Prepare to dive.
Let's go to Alaska.
Hello, Moira Davidson.
Moira, there's been a message.
From the sub?
The Admiral sent it through from the shore station in Seattle. Their radio won't reach us here. They're all fine. Well, someone jumped ship in Seattle, but...
What about this signal?
Just the wind and a bottle.
Oh, but they're all right?
Peter's fine, and Tim Osborne. Yes, I think they're all...
And Dwight? Tell me about Dwight.
Uh-huh.
Don't uh-huh me, Mary Holmes.
He's fine. He said to pass on his...
His what?
His thoughts. That's what the message said. You like him, don't you?
Dwight? He's fine. A nice guy.
More than that.
More than that. You know, I've almost stopped drinking.
You're not?
No, I'm not. But I don't know, Mary. It's... I've never felt like this about anyone before.
Well, maybe. Maybe when they come back, you two should get married.
I'm not the marrying type. Besides, how long have we got?
You know, I went into town yesterday and bought daffodils. They won't come up until August.
You'll see them.
The thing is, they won't really show at their best for another couple of years.
I know what you're saying. I mean, it's like me going back to college. Why study? Why do anything?
Would he marry you?
He's got a wife and children back in America.
He can't have.
Oh, well, he knows that. But he also knows that he'll be going back home to them.
Would you marry him? Do you love him?
I don't know. I only know that if it wasn't for this, oh, all this, I'd use every dirty trick in the book to get him away from her. If there was a lifetime and children and grandchildren and... But there isn't. And maybe I wouldn't want to do it anyway. He's a good man. He's a decent man.
They're all decent men. But we're the ones who have to do the killing.
What do you mean?
If they don't come back.
They will.
If Peter was talking about it before he went away. I'm going to have to.
What?
So she doesn't suffer from this radiation sickness. I'm going to have to kill my baby, Moira.
Oh. Damn them all. All the men in all the world forever and ever. If you need me, I will be there, Mary. I swear that.
Thank you.
But he will be here. Dwight will get them back. I know it.
I hope so.
Where are they now? Did the message say?
North. They'll be in Alaska.
Ready to release buoy, sir.
Professor?
Ready, Captain.
This is the captain. We are releasing a buoy to blow a small hole in the ice above us. There will be some turbulence. Chief, take us down 25.
Open 2 6/2.
Open half it is.
18. 25, sir.
Hold her there. Release buoy.
Releasing buoy.
Up 15.
Blow 2 6.
Blow 2 6 it is.
Professor, is your balloon ready?
Ready, sir.
10 meters, sir. Periscope depth.
Release weather balloon.
Released.
Periscope up. Chief, slave the image to the internal cameras.
Sir.
There's nothing to see, but what the hell? It's the open air.
We
Looks pretty bleak out there, sir.
Didn't need the radiation for that.
Course, sir.
Professor?
I have all I need. There's no drop in radiation levels.
You were right, Tim.
South, Chief. Take us due south.
Sir. Periscope down.
There was something I wanted to ask you both.
Hmm? Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to need a couple of mechanics when I enter the Melbourne Grand Prix. I was wondering if you gentlemen would like to be a part of Team Osborne.
Sounds like fun.
Well, why not give the Prof a chance of being in command? I accept.
Yeah, me too.
Fresh air. Nothing like it.
Oh, the sun and wind. So good to feel them again. I don't know how you submariners cope voyage after voyage.
We're a strange breed, Peter.
Sir, Melbourne aborted a message that came through 10 days ago when we were out of range. It's marked USN Commanding Officer Brisbane.
Go ahead, Mr. Ryan.
Message reads, 1. On retirement of Commanding Officer U.S. Navy Brisbane, you will assume command of all U.S. naval forces. You will continue to cooperate with Australian authorities as long as you think fit. 2. I guess this makes you an admiral, Dwight. Good luck. Jerry Shaw, Admiral USN. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Jack.
Suppose that means that Brisbane is out now. On schedule.
Still, congratulations, Admiral Towers.
I don't know if it means anything. Certainly won't get us home any faster.
How long before we reach port?
Another week. Maybe 6 days if we're lucky.
It's a sailor's lot, I know, but I'll be glad to see Mary and Jennifer.
She'll have grown.
Yeah, probably crawling by now.
That's a girl. That's a clever girl. Come on now. Come to Mummy. That's it. Oh. Oh. Peter! Oh, she wants her daddy. Here.
Come on, gorgeous.
Oh, they said you'd be in tomorrow. We were going to come to the dockyard and... You look pale.
Oh, it's just all that time out of the sun. Now I'm back. I'll soon be back to my old bronzed self.
You were never bronzed. But not this pale. Peter, come. Come on, I'll make some tea and we'll show you the garden. It's really coming on. How is everyone? How's Dwight?
He's an admiral now. In fact, he's the supreme commander of the American forces. He told me he was thinking of standing for president. I saw our admiral. No more sea duty. Just a few admin jobs. Well, I'm here. We're here. For good.
Or bad. Sometimes when you were away, I looked at the way the days were going so fast and so few of them left, and I thought, what if I...
I told you, Dwight Towers is good. He got us back. Oh, that screen door, I meant to fix it.
It's been driving me nuts. It's worse than Jennifer teething.
She's teething? My daughter is teething. Hey, come on, open up, Toy. Oh, my Lord, look at those gnashes. Ow! Hey! God, I'm glad to be back.
Sin up! Admiral on deck!
At ease. Men, you've done well. You have acted in the highest traditions of the United States Navy. I'm proud to have served with you. Scorpion will now undergo 4 weeks refitting, and during that time, there will be unlimited leave. Then, I will expect you to report back to the ship. If you have commitments, wives, girlfriends, children on shore, and you wish to remain with them for the time that is left, I will expect you to put in a proper request for compassionate leave. If you do not report back,
or if you behave in any way against the traditions of the service, drunkenness, fighting, or if you simply do not report for duty without express permission for absence, I will mark you as dishonorably discharged. I have no expectations of having to do that. None at all. Thank you. Ship's company dismissed.
Three cheers for the Admiral and for Scorpion.
Hip, hooray! Hip, hooray!
Hip, hooray!
My, that was quite a speech.
Moira, where did you come from?
I drove over, Dad's car. Now that things are getting so close, all those cans of petrol people were hiding are beginning to reappear.
No need to hoard now.
Besides, I wanted to see you. Invite you out to the farm for a bit of R&R, and there's something I wanted to give you.
What?
Wait and see. I'll pick you up around 5.
I'm out of condition.
You have to put your back into it, sweetheart. If you leave them in, they'll just grow again next year.
A few weeds won't matter. It's just leaves, salad, or whatever.
You never quite worked it out about cooking, did you?
That's all that Navy food. You never can tell. These things go so deep. Ah, there, I triumph. Salads will grow.
Actually, rock melons will grow there. Tomatoes here, and salad leaves there.
Our garden. It's going to be great. Yeah, come here.
Oh, you're all muddy. It is going to be great.
Oh, that'll be the prof. He's headed for the Grand Prix heats this weekend. I said I'd go up and give him a hand. You want to come?
Oh, all the noise. Jennifer wouldn't like it. But you go. Have some fun.
We'll be back in an hour, Dad. I want to show Dwight where the dam's going to be.
What a nice guy. But I can sure see where you got the capacity to drink from. He could outdrink half my crew.
Never gets drunk. Not once. Never did. He's a man of the old school in lots of ways.
So what's this dam?
He wants to build one next year. I just wanted to get out so I could give you your... Well, it's in the car.
What? It was in the car all the time?
I was going to give it to you at the yard, but...
Hey, this is...
I found the factory. There was still someone there. I got them to make one.
Helen Towers. You got them to put her name on it. I don't know what to say. Well, now I've got something for everyone.
I really wanted to try it out, but...
Oh, hey, go on. Helen won't mind. Can you?
Sure I can. I told you... I was pogo champion of the world! It worked.
I sort of wish I could try Junior's rod. Do you reckon that creek of yours is any good?
I doubt it. But I know where would be. They're opening the trout fishing early this year, and we've a cabin in the mountains. I was sort of wondering if you'd like to... If you'd...
I'd love to, Moira.
When?
Well, I'm helping the prof this weekend, so any time after the heats, I guess.
Attention drivers, you will be called to the green in 1 minute.
Just a pity there's no one much to listen or to see.
There's a few, the real race fans. Besides, they couldn't wait much longer to hold the heats.
What do you mean, prof?
It's getting here faster than they estimated.
We're all going to get it sooner than we thought.
Peter, we've got it. We've had it for almost 2 weeks. Everything around us, everything we eat, we breathe... It's been building slowly but surely. Every one of us is a dead man walking, or in my case, driving.
Just make sure you're not a dead man finishing, too.
That's the thing about dead men, Captain. We are finished. That's not the question. The only question is, how?
Or how long before we cease to be able to do our jobs?
3 weeks.
You can be that certain?
Unless you're a rabbit. Those little buggers are going to outlast us all. But they'll go in the end.
Drivers for Heat 1 of the grid, please. All Heat 1 drivers to the grid.
Good luck, Prof. I'm glad we met. You're not always the most comfortable.
interpreting of people, but hell, you're a good guy.
Thank you very much, sir. Peter?
Aye.
Hey, if anything happens...
Stop waffling, Tim. Go on, win that race.
Paint one car to the green. All cars to the green.
Sam, you beaut! Congratulations! You're a champ! I never saw a drive like that!
How do you feel now you're in the big race?
I feel... What a bloody fool I was not to have done this before! It is simply the best thing in the world! It scared me half to death!
Now all I have to do is win the Grand Prix.
Look, Prof!
Don't worry, Peter told me. You'll be in the mountains. No worries, we'll be fine. You just go fish.
You take care, buddy.
Hey, I'll be racing a Ferrari at 175 miles per hour. You'll be driving in the mountains with Moira Davidson. It's not me that needs to take care.
Moira,
easy.
Do you want to... go easy on the pedal, please.
That was a very sharp bend, Dwight.
What about the other 200 bends we've gone round over the past 3 hours? Or the straight bits or the hills?
I'm out of practice.
Yeah, we're all out of practice.
Ah, here we are, the cabin.
The cabin? Well, I sort of thought it'd be bigger.
Did I say that?
I guess not.
But this is Dad's cabin. I brought some food, a few beers. There's a mountain stream to drink from. And we can build a fire. That's if... Look, Dwight, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I never thought I'd meet anyone I cared about. Oh, hell. I never thought I'd get to meet anyone I loved like I love you. And I know about Sharon and Helen and Junior. I know how you feel. And I know you'll be going home to them. I know what I have, how much of you I have, and that's enough.
You're sure about that, Moira?
I've done a lot of stupid things in my life. I've even done one or two bad things, wrong things, but right now, I think that I'm going to send you back to Sharon as the man you were the day you said goodbye to her.
No, I'm a better man than that. Better for knowing you.
So, let's go and start the fire. It gets chilly up here when the sun goes down.
Sounds good to me.
I got one!
You sure do. All right, now keep the rod upright. That's it. Now move down the stream. You gotta play him. Keep your line tight, but let him run if he really wants to. That's it. Now, haul him in. Good.
Woo! Grab him, Dwight. Get him.
Hold on. Hold him. Whoa. Oh! No! Oh, damn. He got away.
Oh, I'm glad he got away, Dwight. He was a fighter. Oh. This has been good, hasn't it?
It's been the best.
There's a beer here.
Thanks. Do you want any more to eat?
No, I've had more than enough.
Sorry it wasn't trout.
The fishing was great. The catch? Well, that was something again, but the fishing... Hell!
What?
Is there a radio here?
Oh, Tim's race, yeah. Of course!
Of depredations to the natural environment will be outlined in a statement next Thursday. The Prime Minister said there will be no comment before that time. Sporting news. The Australian Grand Prix was run today at Turidin and was won by Mr. Tim Osborne.
Oh, Dwight, he won!
Good man, Prof! I know you could do it!
The race was marred by the large number of accidents. Of the 18 starters, only 3 finished the 80-lap race.
Well... I guess it's time for us all to get back to it now.
I'll pack the stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And Dwight?
Yes, Moira?
You can drive us home.
The U.S. Navy thanks you, ma'am.
And I thank the U.S. Navy.
Thank you.
Come in, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
My secretary is not here today. Sit down. You may smoke.
Well, I thought about giving up, but... For you, sir?
No, not for me. My throat is not so good.
Peter?
Thank you.
Now, you called this meeting, Admiral Towers. You have the floor.
Thank you. Admiral, I intend taking Scorpion out of your command.
Very well. You'll be taking it as sea.
Yes, with those of my crew who wish to join me.
I know many of them have relationships ashore. How many are rejoining?
All of them, sir.
Of a good captain. I wouldn't want to let him or the ship down.
I mean to take her out, blow her up, and sink her.
Well, I would probably do the same.
We're navies, sir. I guess that's how we want to go.
Commander Holmes, you may stand down as liaison officer to the Scorpion.
Yes, sir.
I would like it recorded that the commander acquitted himself with the greatest distinction. He is a credit to the Royal Australian Navy.
Well, it will be so noted in his record. That is all, gentlemen.
Yes, Admiral.
Then Godspeed. Dismissed.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anything I can do? Any help?
We're fine, thank you, Peter. You should be at home with your wife and child. That's where your place is.
Will I be seeing you again, Dwight?
No.
Goodbye, sir. It was a privilege to serve with you.
Anyone around?
Under here.
Still working, huh? God, Tim. You don't
look so good. Who does? Just straining her. She should be in the best condition when... Well...
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get into my race gear. I'm going to put the cup right over there where I can see it. I'm going to sit in her and... I'm going to take the pill. You need to get yourself home.
Yeah. See you around, Tim. Maybe.
Go. Go, please.
What? What's happening? What are you going to do?
It's time, Moira. I can feel it.
Mum and Dad are both... I won't cry. I won't shout and try and stop you. I won't.
You're wearing the same outfit as on that first day we met.
I told Mary then that my job was to keep you occupied, keep you away from... Have I done my job, Dwight?
You've done your job.
I got the pills this morning. I thought that if you're taking Scorpion out to sea...
Well, only as far as the headland.
So I could drive up there and...
It would be good to know that you were watching.
I'll be there. Tell Sharon and the children hello from me. Happy return, Dwight.
How is she?
She was teething earlier, but she's sleeping now.
She's all right?
Her nappy's a... I was pretty sick this morning, Peter. And,
Yeah, me too. Something we ate, I expect.
Something Jennifer ate? Something we all ate?
Oh, she's so hot.
She's awake. Oh, come on, sweetie. special smile for Daddy.
Hey, look at that big toothy smile.
I think she's dying, Peter.
All present and correct, Mr. Ryan.
All present and correct, sir.
Very well. Chief of the boat, take her out.
Sir.
Surface running, half ahead both.
Surface running, half ahead both.
Half ahead both. Steady as she goes.
Chief, is your choir still in good voice?
They've been in better, sir, but hell, they'll sing for Scorpion.
Thank you. We'll broadcast it through the hull speakers. There's someone who'd like to hear it. Carry on.
Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm has bound.
I can't do this, Peter. I can't.
We can do it together, my love. We have to. For Jennifer.
Hold my hand.
Hold the syringe together. Now.
My sweet. My little Jenny girl. My lovely, lovely.
We'll hold her together.
Thank you, Dwight. Thank you. Bless those at home who wait and pray for their return. By night or day. Will it take long?
I said not. I said it was
just like going to sleep.
Ah, the screen door.
On the Beach by Neville Shoot. Moira was played by Indira Varma. Mary by Claudia Harrison. Peter Holmes by Richard Delane. And Dwight Towers by William Hope. Tim Osborne was James Gordon Mitchell. The Admiral, Jonathan Taffler. Ryan, Inam Mirza. And Swain, Stephen Critchlow. Other parts were played by Chris Pavlo, Dan Starkey, Gunnar Cawthrey and Robert Lonsdale. On the Beach was dramatised by Mike Walker and directed by Toby Swift.
And next Sunday, there's more from The Man in Black in Fear on Four with The Snowman Killing. And meanwhile, as you may have heard, John Wyndham's Midwich Cuckoos comes to BBC Radio 4 Extra this week. Here, John Wyndham speaks to Derek Hart in a rare BBC interview from 1960.
May I ask you, Mr. Wyndham, what it is you rely upon for your stimulus? Do you simply brood and think of more and more evil?
The original Triffids one, I think, came one night when I was walking along a dark lane in the country and the hedges were only just distinguishable against the sky. Mm. And the higher things sticking up from the hedges became rather menacing. One felt that they might come over and strike down. And the whole thing eventually grew out of that. The moving vegetable would be a real menace.
Now, do you consciously set limits on these fantastic happenings? Do you limit your fantasy, or is it a case of anything goes?
Well, I wouldn't say they're all evil, but of course there do have to be limits. What one starts with is the theme, and then you work it out to the logical conclusion as far as possible. But some of the logical outcomes are not acceptable. For instance, in the chrysalids, you see, you have a world that has been devastated by atomic bombs, and there are a lot of mutations resulting. For instance, there was in the original a point where a man had his hat was knocked off, and he was seen to have a third eye in the top of his head. Mm. Well, there's no reason why he shouldn't have a third eye, but it just has an unpleasant taste.
So this was the limit of your lower depth.
On the whole, the story seemed pleasanter without it.
That was author John Wyndham being interviewed by Derek Hart in 1960. And The Midwich Cuckoos by John Wyndham begins in Monday's Seventh Dimension at 6 and midnight.
You're leaving the Seventh Dimension.
So yes, that's The Midwich Cuckoos tomorrow. And don't forget, it's followed by the continuing, slightly crazy but always eminently entertaining Brightonomicon from the delightfully twisted imagination of Robert Rankin and starring that living legend, David Warner. Ooh, I can hear him blushing now. No, 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 he'll be saying. Anyway, I've been Nick Briggs. Bye for now.
It's 1 o'clock. Hello, this is Jim Lee back on 4 Extra as we head into the early hours of Monday.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
First this morning, Kirsty Young presents highlights from the Desert Island Discs archive. And in the next of our series of comedians, we revisit the choices of Joe Brand. Alice is keeping a vigil and the competition's hotting up between Harry and Reese in Ambridge Extra at 2:15. While Andy Osho has a couple of hours of comedy catch-ups from 3 o'clock, starting with Down the Line. One of the more polite responses to the Guardian online review of Joe Brand's appearance on Desert Island Discs in 2007 was that it was the most ridiculous waste of a Guardian blog. The Guardian blogger had said that if hell exists, at least we now know who will be responsible for providing the soundtrack. You decide.
Welcome to Desert Island Discs Revisited. I'm Kirsty Young. In this series of programmes, we're featuring four comedians who we've selected from our archive to listen to again. We'll hear about their music choices that illustrate their lives, the luxury item that they couldn't be without, and the book that would keep them going on their desert island. Hopefully, by their mere profession, they've made you smile along the way, even though the lives of Victoria Wood and Bob Monkhouse, who we've heard from so far, haven't always been a laughing matter. Last week, Bob Monkhouse recounted his mother's outfit for his wedding day, which she had bought especially for the occasion. It was black as the night. She didn't speak to him for 20 years, following the day he said, "I do," to the woman who was to be his wife for over 2 decades. On today's Desert Island Discs Revisited, we'll be taking a leap forward from Bob Monkhouse to a comedian more contemporary in style, Joe Brand. When Joe joined the comedy circuit, women were still a relatively rare breed on stage. But who could imagine live entertainment and TV without her today? Her cutting wit and sharp eye for the absurd have turned her into a mainstay of British comedy. Never one to pull her punches, here she is, recorded at a gig in Hastings, talking about getting on a bit.
You know, I like to see women grow old gracefully, like Barbara Cartland. You know, I think she's a role model for us all, really, isn't she? Because, you know, we all worry about getting old because we don't treat old people very well in this country. And I think we think, you know, we're going to be rejected by our relatives and friends, end up in an old people's home, stuck in front of the telly all day with a nurse coming past 3 times a day and shoving food in our gobs. Sounds brilliant, doesn't it? Don't you think? Don't even have to go to the toilet, do you? Just piss yourself on your seat and they come and sort you out. Do you know what I mean? What could be better than that? Because I bought one of those Stana chairlifts the other week because... I'm a bit lazy, you know, and actually I live in a flat, but I've got it going from my bed to the fridge. It works a lot, just as well.
Joe Brand entertaining her fans in Hastings. She herself was a few months away from turning 50, which is not old, of course. She was cast away in March 2007. My castaway this week is the comedian Jo Brand. She's been making people laugh since the alternative comedy boom of the 1980s with her particular mix of deadpan outrageousness and self-deprecating one-liners. For years, she was known simply as the Sea Monster, a professional alter ego that reflected her distinctive look and attacking style. She once memorably quipped that the way to a man's heart wasn't through his stomach, but through his hanky pocket with a bread knife. Yet there's so much more to her than searing one-liners. For 10 years, prior to finding her comedy feet, she was a psychiatric nurse. And more recently, she confounded those who had her down.